News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, millennials, they might be eco-woke, but apparently, wait till you hear this, it is the baby boomers who are pulling the real weight when it comes to climate action. That is according to a census carried out by Aviva. Victoria White is a broadcaster and columnist with the Irish Examiner. Victoria, are you surprised that the millennials are the ones letting down the planet?
No, I'm not. I'm not surprised either by the survey, because, you know, a lot of the coverage of it is, you know, oh, you know, that Greta Thunberg, she tells us, you know, that we're not allowed to go on our holidays. But look at all those millennials, you know, it's just this ridiculous kind of an attempt to, you know, by distracting us from the impending climate catastrophe by, you know, throwing missiles at each other as to who's the most woke. And I mean, the reason that millennials seem to have a higher carbon footprint is because they've been born into a world in which that's the norm. And the people that were the architects of that world were the baby boomers.
But is it enough to say, look, this is the world I was born into? Are we not meant to be changing our patterns of behaviour?
It is extremely difficult to change your own personal patterns of behaviour. And anyone with, you know, an ounce of wit has realised a long time ago that the climate crisis won't be tackled by individuals recycling, you know, composting their non-plastic tea bags. I mean, this is about really what happened was in the 80s was when the actual all the emissions spiraled upwards, when we had deregulation, when we had the extreme sort of explosion of the world economy with the Thatcher-Reagan years. And what since then, I mean, anyone who is kind of a little bit older can remember, like, say, their parents' habits were the parents of, you know, the post-war generation. I mean, my mother walked to the local shop with a basket.
Yeah.
I mean, she's like something from Angela's Ashes now, you know? I mean, the fact is that my life is, my carbon footprint was a multiple of hers. Because the world is very different now, and in order to allow people to change to a low carbon lifestyle, the systems have to be there to make it both easy and cheap.
I wonder as well a little bit, when you talk about baby boomers 55 and older, a good chunk of people 55 and older, certainly when they pass 65, are retired. They're not ferrying kids to ballet and to soccer and to hurling training. They maybe have a little vegetable garden, filling their time during the day, picking a few spuds, making sure the spuds are planted before Paddy's Day. My God, get them ready, folks.
I think it's
different culture
more than anything else. I mean, even you discussing that, I mean, perhaps if you were, I think, younger, might I dare to say, you might not know anything about Paddy's Day and spuds. I mean, I absolutely know you
would. I'm a millennial, Victoria. Come on.
I hope I'm not a baby boomer, but certainly I'm more to that direction. But what I was brought up with was, you know, my mother grew her own vegetables. And I mean, I grew up in Dublin, but she came from a farm. So, I mean, you know, you're talking about a different world. My mother did travel. She was very middle class. But like, the fact is, the idea of people popping here, popping there was completely outside her imagination, because it was expensive. It was incredibly expensive. So that's what you're talking about in terms of system change. I mean, if it costs €10 to go to Lisbon, you will go.
Now, that's true. That is true. I wish it was €10 this weekend. I would go to Lisbon. Victoria White, broadcaster and columnist with the Irish Examiner. Victoria, always a pleasure. Thanks a million.